It is part C of the Adventures of Caesar Biden's military campaigns. Let us look at why most of the news media are the biggest cheerleaders, supporters and promoters of all these wars and conflicts around the world. It is really fascinating to see this. They are very high on wars and they promote them ad nauseum around the clock. All over the world, in most countries now, the news media has become the propaganda arm of the governments. It is very thrilling and profitable for them and their friends in the military industrial complex who come on these shows, the paid consultants, as many of them are also employed in the defense industry or at think tanks that promote conflicts and wars. They come on morning shows, day shows, evening shows, other talk shows, Sunday shows, in print publications, radios and podcasts. Many of them in the news media are also married to the rich and powerful in government, politics, businesses and defense industry. It's a win-win situation for those concerned, the news media, the military industrial complex, politics and government officials and all concerned. These consultants promote these conflicts and wars on news and talk shows, which means more money for the defense industry, more viewership for the news media, more revenue for the news media, more expenditures, exposure for the talking heads, higher ratings for the programs, more money for all those involved. This in turn allows all concerned to give more money for lobbying Congress and the politicians. Only losers are the American people whose money is wasted on these wars and conflicts instead of spending it for the welfare of the American public. The war in Afghanistan in 2001 gave the news media the impetus promoting wars and conflicts all over the world. Then they found it was very thrilling and a win-win situation for them and their cronies. They took it a step further with a full-throated, no-holds-barred campaign to promote the Iraq war and keep it in full force for over 20 years. Many in the news media are still mourning or pulling out most of the troops from Iraq, even though we still have bases and troops based in all those places. They promoted it ad nauseum. The Iraq war resulted in the killing of about 1 million Iraqis, close to 100,000 U.S. servicemen ended up suffering as many lost lives or ended up physically disabled or had developed mental issues. But the news media came out winners. They made lots of money. During the promotion to the Iraq war, was anyone who criticized or questioned it were brought down, trampled or destroyed. For example, MSNBC told Phil Donahue, whom some of you are very familiar with, something to the effect that for his talk show, which was at MSNBC, if he had one guest who was against Iraq war, he must have three guests who are for the Iraq war. And if not, he can't have anyone who is against the war. These are corrupt entities masquerading as news media. They are in full cahoots with the corrupt politicians and political leaders, defense industry and other businesses. As mentioned earlier, always keep in mind that the first casualty of any war is the truth. While the news media was pushing us to war in Iraq in cahoots with the corrupt Bush-Cheney cabal, some in the news media even resorted to conspiring with high-level government officials to manufacture false evidence and push us even more to go into war in Iraq. As a result, a couple of them even ended up in jail or got convicted. But that never stopped them. Stopped the news media, nor the greedy politicians, power-hungry, corrupt political leaders, nor the government officials. They quickly replaced the two and moved on. You may wonder if this happens only in the United States. Not at all, not at all. It is happening all over the world, in almost all the countries. The news establishment, along with the most political leaders the world over, are corrupt, greedy, power-hungry, and set on controlling and manipulating public opinion, gaining power and holding on to power at any cost, all the while controlling the population and the country. They are not interested in free speech, nor freedom of expression, nor having a public square where everyone can express their opinions and thoughts. And as a matter of fact, everyone can question their opinions or make comments. They want to control, manipulate it, hold on to power. In chapter D, we'll discuss this.